Welcome into Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening. We're talking high school football as we open up the month of August. And first on the line is the head coach of the Webster City Lynx, Andy Brim, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
So as we take a look at this team coming into this 2025 season, you lose some key pieces on the offensive side first with players such as running back Kale Nixon. You lose your blocking back, Jaden Weinzettel, and a few senior offensive linemen as well. But coming back, you've got some talented guys. Jackson Griffith, who was your leading rusher from a year ago with over 800 yards at wingback. Aiden Hernicek did a really admirable job stepping in at spinner back for an injured Luke Esland towards the end of last season as well, and you bring back some nice cornerstones on the offensive line that the last couple of years it feels like it's been a total reset on the offensive line. And just, you know, through the offseason workouts and getting ready for practice next week, just what have you seen in terms of growth from that offensive unit?
Well, I think that's, you know, one of the things about coaching high school ball is that every year you got to kind of start over and rebuild the pieces, and it's always nice to bring back as many pieces as you can, but you know, ultimately graduation happens, and you got to figure out how to maneuver those pieces to best fit your team and your needs. And I think that's part of the puzzle, is, you know, part of the what we have to accomplish as a coaching staff in the early weeks is, do we have all the right pieces of the puzzle in the right place? So you know, you mentioned Jackson Griffith. Obviously, he's going to be a huge part of our offense, and getting him into the right spots will be huge for us. And then, you know, you mentioned the offensive line, so it always starts up front with us. I mean, it's no secret Webster City wants to run the ball, and that's what we want to be good at, and that starts with the offensive line. So we've had some kids that have really stepped up to the challenge so far through the off-season training and stuff, and some kids I'm excited to see get on the field and have their opportunity.
And on the defensive side of the football, you know, you talked about, you know, just finding those pieces for kids to succeed, and you bring back a lot of kids that can find their piece right away. They should be able to contribute, guys. You know, like we already mentioned, Jackson Griffin, Aiden Hernicek, they're your top two tacklers a year ago. And you bring back a good chunk of the defensive line with guys like Eli Esling and Bo Nornberg, as well as a defensive backfield that has a lot of returners in terms of overall production. Jackson Griffith, like we talked about, Gavin Wincoop, Dawson Bertrand, and Carter Michelson, just to name a few guys. And just, you know, looking at those returning, like you talked about, some of the new guys that are stepping up and looking to take on that challenge of being the guy at their spot on defense. How has that process gone here throughout the summer?
Well, I think defensively it kind of starts in the middle with Aiden Hernicek. You know, Aiden got his feet wet last year playing middle linebacker for us and got better and better and better as the year went on. And then, you know, had to obviously play on the offensive side of the ball too. But he was ready for that at that point to be a marquee two-way player. So starts in the middle with him, and he'll do a great job. I know he's a smart kid. He understands the game, so he'll kind of run our defense from there. And then, you know, you mentioned Jackson Griffith again on that side of the ball, so he'll kind of run the back end and help to get everybody lined up. And really, you know, at this point in the year, that's really what we're focused on, is, you know, alignment on defense and just making sure that we line up right and do our job and, you know, make the adjustments, the simple adjustments that we need to as we go. But, you know, you never know what you're going to see week in or week out. You could go from spread all over the field one week and see wing T the next week. So we've got to be versatile there on the defensive side and be able to adapt to a lot of different things. And I think we've got the kids to do it. The kids have put a lot of time in the off season to get bigger and faster and stronger. And I'm just, you know, same as the offensive side, I'm excited to see, you know, how all the pieces kind of come together and see who really steps up to the plate.
And I know you guys a couple weeks ago were at that Central College camp. That's been a camp you guys have gone to for a number of years now. And just, you know, from that Central camp, what were some things you and the staff took away from how the team performed against, you know, other padded competition at that Central camp as you guys get ready to take that into fall practice?
Well, I think, I mean, it was a good camp for us. Number one, you know, we didn't have any injuries coming out of that camp, and that's always, you know, the first priority. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like I've mentioned, you know, getting guys into the right places. So it's kind of nice to get a jump start on that. That's really, you know, a couple of my main goals when we go to that team camp. So it's nice for the kids to compete with some other teams and stuff, and you play a lot of different teams. You know, they're not even all Iowa schools. So, you know, we got better and better every practice at the camp, and that's all that I ask out of our kids. You know, we just try to get better every day and be a little bit better when we leave for the day than we were when we showed up. And the kids do that on a regular basis and do a great job of that. So, I mean, no huge takeaways from camp, I guess, to answer your question, but I think we're on the right track as far as getting the right pieces of the puzzle in the right spots, and just excited to kind of pick up where we left off here next week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the start of the regular season.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
Yep, that was Andy Brim, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're talking with South Hamilton coach Paul Scartweed after the break on 95.7 FM.